The winners of this year's Nobel Prizes in Economics and Chemistry were announced today. The Chemistry Prize goes to three scientists whose work led to a better understanding of the molecules essential for life. In economics, the award goes to two men whose work springs as much from the psychological sciences as it does from economics. NPR's Joe Palca is here. Good morning.
Morning.
First, economics.
The winners are Daniel Kahneman of Princeton University and Vernon Smith, who's now at George Mason University in Virginia.
And how is their work related to psychology?
Well, these two scientists took a look at economic studies from a slightly different perspective. Instead of saying, how does economic theory say people should behave, they actually went into the laboratory and asked how people did behave. And Vernon Smith did a series of laboratory experiments where he had people behave as buyers and sellers and showed what kind of factors influence what they did. Daniel Kahneman was a psychologist by training, and he did some really interesting both experimental and theoretical work with another guy named Amos Tversky, where he said, okay, what are you going to do in a particular situation? It absolutely defied logic. For example, he showed that people will drive all the way across town to save, 5 cents on a can of tuna fish, but they're unwilling to drive, 20 miles to save a few hundred bucks on a car. So the question is, what's going on in people's brains and what's really driving their economic decision making? And that's what the prize is for.
And the chemistry winners?
Well, these went to three chemists altogether: John Fenn of Virginia Commonwealth University and Koichi Tanaka of Shimadzu Corporation in Japan, and Kurt Wüthrich of the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich. And they were working on a series of techniques that allowed them to understand more about the molecules involved in biology.
Tell me more about that.
Well, the techniques are familiar to all chemists, of course, mass spectrometry and nuclear magnetic resonance. But basically what they do is they tell you something about the mass of a particular molecule, how much it weighs, essentially, and also what the shape is. And it turns out it was pretty easy to determine these things, or at least if not easy, it had been done before, to determine mass and shape for smaller molecules. But for these large molecules that are important in biology, it turns out that you have to do some very subtle and interesting tricks to make them work in these various analytical techniques, and that's what these guys have done to win their Nobel Prize.
And the size and shape of molecules are important because...
Well, the size and shape of molecules are important because if you want to know, for example, why a cancer cell is behaving so strangely, you want to know something about the actual proteins that are driving the cancer forward. So in order to understand that, you want to know what proteins are involved and how they behave and what they look like and how their shape might affect their function. And once you begin to understand things like that, then you can start asking questions like, well, let's see, if we want a protein to behave in a different way, maybe we can design a drug, or maybe we can design a treatment that will interfere with the way it's behaving in a way we don't want and encourage it to behave in a way we do want. And it all comes back to understanding these fundamental properties of what the molecules are like.
And the winners get a trip to Stockholm and a lovely certificate.
And 10 million kroner.
Wow. NPR's Joe Palca.